Welcome to the Visible Coaches podcast. I'm Angela Durant and you'll meet Anke Herman a little later. Between us, we have 30 years of business experience. We've started and grown our businesses from nothing but an idea, learning to play to our strengths as introverts in what often feels like an extrovert world. If you have ever felt any resistance to how others tell you you have to market yourself or bare your soul on social media just to get clients, then this podcast is for you. We know the unique challenges that introverted coaches face when it comes to selling their services. So, if you're ready to learn how to spot those golden opportunities right under your nose, clarify your message, nurture that market, and get more business coming your way, all without sacrificing your energy levels or well-being, then plug your AirPods in and let's go. So, welcome to the Visible Coaches podcast with Angela and Anke. We have a very special guest today. It's Anne Cowper. She is a registered nurse and she's also a member of the Visible Club. Now, that might seem a bit of a strange combination for somebody in nursing and healthcare to be part of the Visible Club or coaches, etc. What's that got to do with anything? Well, we are going to find out the importance of coaching in all different industries. It might even wake some of you up to what is possible out there and who else you could be connecting with as well. We're going to find out a little bit about Anne in a moment. We're also going to find out her story, and she tells us it's very interesting in how she even found us. So I don't even know this. So I'm also very interested to find this part of the story out. So fasten your seatbelts, put your AirPods in, grab a coffee or whatever you need to, and listen in, because the journey of people is incredibly fascinating. It's not all about I was here and now I'm a millionaire somewhere else. If you are finding that you are on the journey in the messy middle, somewhere you've left the shore, but you're not where you want to be yet, then there is something in this conversation that's going to be incredibly important to you. And it's part of how we evolve and how we start moving towards the thing that we are most passionate about. So settle in and join the conversation. So Anne, it is lovely to have you with us. You are actually a joy. I love watching your face every time I see the Zoom comes out and I see Anne come jump into the Zoom room. And I always know that there's going to be a wonderful comment or a question and your encouragement in the chat of everybody else in the community is absolutely off the charts. It's really, really wonderful. So just because I could be waxing lyrical all day, and we're going to have people listening who have no idea who you are. And would you like to just take us back a little bit and tell us about your journey to where you are now? How have you come to do what you're doing right now?
Sure. Thank you so much, Anke and Angela, for having me. I am a registered nurse. I got my nursing license in 1985, back in the what some people call the dark ages. I started when I was 15 in healthcare, so it's something I was always meant to do. But I struggled because I was an empath and in a very difficult environment that continuously grew more difficult. But anyway, I continued for the next years, raised my family, and continued in healthcare, in intensive care, neurotrauma, medical ICU, a lot of that type of thing. And then I moved into case management later on. And then in 2010, I had a sudden stroke. I actually had a bleed on my brain. It was small, but it was significant. And, you know, sometimes we have to realize that when we have something like that, it's not, oh my God, I had this. It's, oh my gosh, what's going on in my life that I need to look at? And so once I came out of the fuzziness, I started to do that, but I'm very headstrong. So I went back into healthcare, fell on my face, went back in, fell on my face. And my doctor kept saying, you know, you really should apply for disability. And I didn't want to. I loved working with people. Long story short, I did apply for disability. I did start to work a little bit. I had a small business as a nutritionist before that, while working. And then in, I don't know, during COVID, right before COVID, 2019, I decided, you know what, I'm ready to start my business. It took me 10 years to figure out my life, how to live, how to communicate, because I had trouble remembering where things were, communicating stuff. And I've got three kids who I was, you know, basically my life just kind of crumbled and fell apart, which is similar to the healthcare system, which is crumbling and falling apart right now. It's a very awkward time, but it's not the end of the world. Things will get better. And that's what happened for me. But of course, 2019, 2020, the pandemic came along and I was like, all right, I guess I'm going online, which is what I always wanted to do. And so I've been struggling, to be honest with you, since then. I do have a contract where I work as a nurse coach, and I work in health systems with nurse managers and staff nurses. And I work with virtual groups, anonymous groups, with a company called Cabana. It's a wonderful group, and they're growing, but they're growing in another way. And I found that I really love working with nurses in the system because I understand it. I lived it. And they really turn around very quickly. And the way they turn around, it's not like they have different things. It's not like they have more staffing. It's not like they have more money funded to them, but they change the way they think and they change the way they see who they are. And when they do that, the stress starts to drop off. And so I wanted to do that for myself.
I love that. I think what you've just said is really, I think it's really important. And I hope people listening take heart, which is that sometimes things have a really long term evolution. Often we have pivots and changes, don't we? Pivots and changes and evolutions. And it's not always quick. Doesn't always have to be slow, but it's definitely not always quick. And sometimes I think, you know, everybody, you know, if it's meant to be right, it's meant to be quick and easy. And that's, it's not the case. It just seems to me as if there's been a really natural evolution where little by little, you've learned to listen to what's nudging you to go forward and to then look at how you wanted to go forward and start that, you know, and start that process and, to find out how to be in your passion, but in a more sustainable way. That's what I'm hearing. Anka, what are you hearing?
Yeah, definitely the twists and turns, like the path is never straight. And I just wish people knew that, because I think a lot of the frustration that people experience when they kind of out to build their thing, there is this idea that it should be linear and quick and straight, and it isn't. And I love that you allow yourself. And I think, you know, what I heard and what you said is this stroke where everybody goes, oh my God, in a weird roundabout way, it was a massive gift, because I think it almost like it forced you to slow down, and that kind of made you look at things differently to give yourself the time and space to really think about what is it that you want to, what you want to create, and then take the steps towards it. So I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
So let's roll on, because you have come into the Visible Club and you did say to us before, well, that's an interesting story. So I'd love to know, because
I'm so curious though.
I know, we're totally curious, because now then we can kind of ask, or we can go into the story about how then you want to help people, and what does that look like, and what has been going in this direction, or as in what we're learning, going online, and this change, you know, and this trajectory, this learning curve that so many are taking. It's like this learning curve, which is why it feels so frustrating for people. It's like there's a million things to do, and tech isn't something that many of us are very comfortable with, but we all need to know that we need to be online. But how did you find us then, and what got you to come into the Visible Club?
Well, I've known for a couple of years that I needed coaching, because to keep me going forward and to keep me doing what I'm, the only reason I'm online is because my two kids are work online and do graphic design and tech and stuff and got me here. But I need to be independent and do it myself. So I was going towards nurses. Some nurses work in a business to help other nurses have their own business, and that's great. But I've got a lot of years of nursing experience from that avenue, more than most of the people I talk to. So it's more I was giving advice to them, and it didn't seem right. And so then, so I went through a series of people that I wanted to work, but then it just didn't, you know, you have to go inward, and it's not in your head, it's in your heart, to connect that congruency between the brain and the heart to see what fits. So I went to another person who I really admire and still love. And she brought her coach in, and her coach did not vibe with me because she was very aggressive, very, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do it this way, boom, boom, boom. And I'm very independent, which a lot of business people are, right? So it didn't really work with me. And there have been some others who said, you know, you can make a six-figure income. And I was like, but do I really want to make a six-figure income? Maybe I will. I certainly hope so, but that's not my goal. So then, it's so funny, I thought, what am I going to do? I'm sitting at my computer. I wonder what Angela's doing. It's so funny because I just sent her, it's actually Ashley Durant, but I kept getting emails from you. And I was like, oh, there's Angela again. This is a nurse from Maryland that I'm in Virginia. She's from Maryland. And I had started the Virginia Holistic Nurses Group. And she was part of that. So, and I knew she was working for herself. Let me look and see what she's doing. And I click on there, and you had a 4-day free 1 hour a day. And it changed my world because you said things that really resonated with me. You have to chunk things down into bit, you know, don't take the whole thing at once, break it down. And a lot of people, a lot of women, you know, in our later years with all this experience are wanting to work for ourselves, and we're working online and we need support. You know, you work for yourself, but it doesn't mean you're in a silo all by yourself doing it. You know, a lot of younger people, millennials and younger, it's very easy for them to connect online. So they have a different way, but our a little bit older generation doesn't have that. And I was like, you know, she's right. I need someone that can keep me going. And I think it's so, this is a little interesting. So anyway, I did the class. It right away, I was like, yeah, this is what I've been like. The connection happened. I felt it right in my heart that it felt warm and it felt connecting and like it was going to work. I just knew because I had learned to listen to that quiet voice that says yes or or whatever. So I also don't have a lot of money, like a lot of people just starting their businesses, but some money came in and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to take that money and I'm going to use that. Because I know if I don't do this now, I won't do it. I just, you know, I just knew. I didn't evaluate or whatever, do a pro-con list or anything. I was like, I just knew.
No, I just want to say that was our 4-day pathway to progress. And I'm just sitting there thinking, well, for sure, we need to run that one again. That's it, isn't it? It wasn't complicated. It wasn't some big sort of crazy challenge or anything. It was just kind of, what do we need to do to make progress? You know, what is it that you've been stuck on and that you can't make progress on? And I remember that was just such a good connection that we had on that day. I think that's interesting. I think what I'm hearing you say, Anne, is so many times we override that intuition because we are thinking tactically or in our head, and we're all going to vibe and connect with one person over another or one person's approach over another. And to some degree, it doesn't matter whether somebody is more formula based or not formula based, because there is something for everyone. But the most important thing is you've got to decide who's your community around you and who are you going to want to show up with or have show up for you. Because if you are going to invest in getting help from people, you've got to feel that you're seen, heard, appreciated, and that you want to, that you feel as if there's a connection with the people in the room. I just think that's missing sometimes with people. They're sitting on the edges just hoping they can get a bit of information and it makes a magic wand. And I think that's so sad, because there are great communities, ours included, that can be a real support for people. Anka, what are you hearing?
Yeah, it's that knowing. I loved how you said, well, you know, I just knew. I mean, that's my experience. Like, that's how I make decisions as well. You kind of, but still kind of had the courage to go with that gut, you know, because I think, like what you were saying, so quite often you do feel more in line and more in tune with somebody, but then there's also always, like, you know, the big guru who promises whatever, you know, and but I guess you'd already been through that, right? Because that can be such a trap. I mean, I'm not saying that other people's programs won't work, but it's just quite often when the promises are super, like, grandiose, then, you know, it can be very tempting, but it doesn't often offer that practical support on a day-to-day basis. And I think that's what the pathway to progress, you know, where it was, the whole thing was all about make the step so small so that the next step is just like a no-brainer. And then you also see where you really get stuck, you know, and sometimes it's in the weirdest places, right? And that can really, really derail you if you don't have that support to help you through over those potholes. And and it just is a process.
I love it. So since you've been with us, etc., how have you seen yourself starting to develop and the vision for what you're doing? And, you know, even up to today, we had a call today and that's still evolving, as it were. So how have you seen that progress shaping up for you?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have to say the two of you have this synergy that is, if one doesn't have it, the other has it. And there's so much available on the platform to listen to re- and if I have a question, it's easy to get a question answered. I had no idea what I was doing. I know what I'm passionate about. I know healthcare. And I know people, and I know how they, I'm, like I said, I'm a holistic nurse. I do energy work, stuff like that. I know all about that part. I'm digressing. So what was the question? I'm sorry.
Well, I think it's, you're saying it really. It's like, you know what you're about, but there's all those little tiny pieces, isn't it? You know, and I've got skills and Anka's got skills and that is a lovely combination. It's quite unique, isn't it? To have a 360 perspective on it rather than just one person's formula, you know, that we both come with 30 years of experience behind both of us. So absolutely. If there's somebody, if I don't know it, I can guarantee you Anka will know it.
Exactly. Or know how to find out, right?
Yes, or know how to find out. And so what I did was I said, I'm just going to keep coming to these meetings. If there's a class pops up, I'm going to take that class. If some article or whatever is on the platform comes up, I'm going to look at, I just keep rolling. And there's a whole blueprint that I went through. And it was so simple. It took a while. And you reminded me, it's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight. And I needed to hear that because I'm a normal person. So I just kept doing that. And it's been, I think it started in February. So maybe it was January, but anyway, so now it's beginning of June, and all of a sudden I see in the back of my mind, it's not super clear, but I see where I'm going and I see how I'm going to do this. And I don't have a clear platform yet, but I know that if I start something, I'll have the support from you all and from the group to make it happen, because we have to have a sense. A lot of times with people who are making six figures and say, you can do this, you just have to work 60 hours a week, you think, oh, that person's so strong, they can pull me up. But really, I started to get a sense of who I was and what I can actually do. And so that's where I am right now. So I'm going on to the next step. And it just, it starts to be a pattern of knowing what to do. And wow, I'm a real business person. I can't do something for lunch because I work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, all day now. So sorry.
You've said something that I think is incredibly powerful that I probably hadn't realized is something that's in a core part of my values, but you've articulated it in a way that I don't think I've ever done so, which is we often join programs or mentors because we think they're strong and we almost think that their strength or their success or their ability is also is going to kind of overshadow us and drag us along with it by default. And I've always believed right from the back when I was teaching people voice, you know, as a voice coach, was that the job is to empower you to find your own voice and to actually have the strength and the capability and the skills to be able to actually pull yourself up and pull yourself forward. We all need people. It takes a village to raise an entrepreneur, I think, any kind of business owner. But you said something really magical there, and I did just want to just highlight it, which is the important part, I think, of being in anybody's program or community is we can be inspired by the abilities and the strength and the success of others, but we have to build our own strength up. And that and the ability to come through that clarity to go, well, this is what I'm about and this is what I want to do and this is where I want to make a difference. This is how I want to do it. And then it's so much easier to put the practical and the tactical around that. But we cannot build on another person's strength.
Right. We got to find it.
Yeah.
And we have to go in to do that, and having a supportive group that is also doing that and having the guidance of you wonderful ladies has been just really great.
Well, it's a very different podcast because if you're listening to this and thinking, where's the success story? It's like, well, here it is. It's in the walking, it's in the doing, it's in the finding your voice, it's in the listening and in the taking action and in the joining something because you know it will help you get to where you want to go, and not because we're doing it out of need or greed or fear that if we don't buy it, it, you know, we'll be left on the sidelines. It's a very conscious decision to be supported in your outworking of your journey. And I think that's probably, if I could have everybody as mature as that in their decision making, I'd be a happy person. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you beautifully express and you walk the talk that it's about progress more than anything. It's not right. So, because there'll be lots of little milestones along the way, but at the end of the day, it's a journey. It's not just going from A to B. And it is that process of iteration and evolving, and you go around and then maybe a little different, you shift and you mature and you get feedback from working with people, and to not try and shortcut that, to actually embrace it and, you know, and enjoy the ride, you know, right, with the supports. You don't have to stumble into every puddle along the way, you know.
Right.
I love it. So what are you up to at the moment, and what's your next plans going forward?
Okay. So I work with Cabana still. So I have nurse managers that I coach. I do virtual rooms. But what I'm doing is I'm actually learning to write and work on LinkedIn. So I have I'm an expert writer, whatever. I get a little badge. So I had no idea what that was, but I have found support in this group to figure that out. And so I connect with people on LinkedIn. And but it's a passion of mine to have a community of nurses who support each other in health systems. You know, a lot of, if there are any nurses listening to this, you know, you think I'm alone. This is terrible. What's happening in this hospital? Why is everybody fighting? It's not always like that, but a lot of times it is. and you think I'm the only one. And when you connect with a group, you start to realize, oh, we all have that, but we can find a better way. And if we can find a group of people who are looking for a better way, because the one thing, Angela, you had mentioned, and Anka, is the, you know, the flow in my journey has, I have had more joy in the last 6 months than I've had my whole life. So that's just the journey of life. You know, I know lots of people with a bunch of money. They're not happy. I don't want to be that. You know, I don't want a big, huge house that I have to clean and do my work that I love at the same time. So I'm doing that. I want to form a community of nurses. I have different communities that I'm part of. I told you I'm already have the Virginia Holistic Nurses Group, which is an unpaid group that I, and anyone can join that, but it's usually nurses in Virginia who come once a month to, you know, collaborate and talk about similar things. I also really love working with nurses in the health system one-on-one. I can work with them for a short time and they can make tremendous, usually it's about 5 sessions, it seems like, sometimes 6, and they turn around the way they see things, make one small decision that changes things for them. And sometimes a new opportunity comes up for them. I've had that happen, literally good opportunities for people where they don't have to leave their health system.
See, I love that. So what? What we'll do is we'll make sure that we have our podcast so that we can connect with you and other people can also connect with you via your LinkedIn profile at the same time. So I want to thank you, Anne, for being so open about your journey. I hope that people listening take courage and confidence that you can make incredible progress within a community. You don't have to feel an outsider. You don't have to feel that you're not as successful as anybody else. You can make massive progress and you can start to enjoy the journey at the same time. So thank you for being with us, Anne.
Thank you for having me.
Links are in there as well. If you are in healthcare or you know people in healthcare or nurses, make sure that you do a good deed today and connect them with Anne going forward. So from us today, take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Visible Coaches podcast. If you've ever felt the pressure to market yourself in ways that don't align with your true nature, this podcast is your sanctuary. If you've enjoyed what you've heard so far, make sure to subscribe to the Visible Coaches podcast on your favorite platform. And we would really be grateful if you could leave us a review. Your feedback means the world to us and it helps us reach more introverted coaches like you. Visit thevisiblecoachespodcast.com now. That's thevisiblecoachespodcast.com. Let's continue to embrace our introverted strength, create meaningful connections, and make waves in the coaching world. Until next time.